brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is going to be another incredibly important jam-packed transmission, so please strap yourselves in. It is Thursday, the 20th day of June 2013. Now, tomorrow I was going to take off on the radio broadcast and have David Knight sit in because he does a great job with a bunch of important, informative guests, and he's still doing that tomorrow. Because I'm having to take off some days, quite frankly, just to get Obama Deception 2 codified and rolling and done. It's going to blow away the first installment of it, the film seen over 40 million times online for free. I really want to go after the establishment with this one. And then right in our lap falls a huge, huge movie star who's not normally politically outspoken. I'll just leave it at that. Bigger than Charlie Sheen, just to put it to you that way. So that's either going to happen today or tomorrow. And if they want it tomorrow, I'm just going to stay like it is and let Knight do the interview. But again, we don't really chase movie stars around here. It's just that when they, you know, are politically exposing things, things that are important, especially when they don't do a lot of that, it is certainly something that piques the interest a bit. I get a couple of butterflies. Thinking about it, of course, I get butterflies when I see one of our articles linked up on DrudgeReport.com. And Drudge has linked, this is obviously very important, to one of the main Russian ministers calling for a UN-run internet kill switch. So that is all coming up today. Speaking of David Knight, in the next segment, he's going to be in studio with us on Michael Hastings, the award-winning associate editor over at Rolling Stone magazine, who's broken a bunch of big Pentagon stories, muckraking stories. His car blew up 2 days ago, and it blew up Tuesday. It wasn't in the news till Wednesday, and the police instantly said no foul play, which is always suspicious. The engine got blown down the road. Witnesses said the car caught on fire and blew up driving down the street. And the police are saying the opposite, of course. I mean, they can gun you down now with have assassins, and they'll say you fell and hit your head like Benazir Bhutto on tape being machine gunned, and they said she hit her head. And there's footage of her was in the farm just being sprayed with bullets. And they're like, oh, she bumped her head. I guess Kennedy bumped his head 50 years ago in Dealey Plaza. Or a gnat. A gnat flew over. It was a convertible and hit him in the head and blew his head off. And if you don't believe that, you're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, nowadays they would just say, the president hit his head today. Boom! Head blows off. The car, boom! Blows up. And so, before it was in the main news, I was reading, okay, his car ran into a tree. He's dead. And I thought, on air, he had to dig. You know, the fact that he had to dig, I imaged like his car blowing up. And thinking, you know, if the car blew up or something, they might have killed him. But I go, people die in car wrecks. It's the number one cause of death under the age of about 55. So I said, you know, maybe he just did die. And then sure enough, he had a big story on CIA corruption coming out. He had he was in contact with WikiLeaks and was about to do a big data dump. And the official WikiLeaks has come out and said they talked to him 1 hour before his car blew up. And he said, the FBI's after me. They're investigating me. We've got to hurry up and get this done. Well, they got you done. The FBI should have just brought him in for questioning and shot him in the top of the head like they did the guy that knew the Tsarnaev brothers. I mean, that's the new thing. No judge, no jury. No, it just the FBI comes to talk to you. You shoot yourself in the top of the head. Bada beep, bada boop, you know. Oh, what happened to Michael Hastings? Oh, you won't see him no more. His car blew up. But the police say no foul play. Kind of like when they torched Dorner's cabin. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Find all the details at InfoWars.com/show. Big broadcast lined up today. We're probably, well, they say it's set, going to have a big Hollywood movie star on for about 30 minutes in the third hour, getting into some political issues. That should be quite interesting. I'll just leave it at that, see if it happens. It fell in our lap this morning. So we'll see what unfolds on that front. Always surprises here on the broadcast. The Gang of Eight, the El Jefes, say they have a Senate agreement to bolster border security. The border is wide open, ladies and gentlemen, wide open. I've been down there. I've been all over it. I've been the border in California, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, you name it. It is wide open. The illegals walk right by. The Border Patrol will just arrest a few a day. For PR purposes, they're ordered not to stop the illegals. Obama has already legalized all the illegals by fiat, because that's what the establishment wants, to drive down wages and create a new voting bloc that's pro-tyranny. So we're going to be getting into that situation. I think it's newsworthy that Ron Paul was on yesterday and said he would not vote for this bill. But Rand Paul's been making noises like he is. And I understand Rand Paul's a hardcore libertarian, and I respect a lot of that, but you can't if they're all getting free welfare like Ron Paul said. It just doesn't work. I can't go to Mexico and get all this free stuff, so we're going to be getting into that. Huge NSA developments, huge police state developments, huge Google developments. It's all coming up today. And we're going to be taking your phone calls as well coming up in the second hour. But right now, I want to talk about the NDAA and the fact that the Pentagon is on record and Israel and other countries are on record saying they'll kill any foreign national in their own country anytime they want anywhere. Our so-called government goes around the world violating the Geneva Convention, international law, and our own law, bombing sometimes entire buildings or whole villages just to supposedly get one guy they claim is a terrorist, while they publicly run the majority of Al-Qaeda worldwide. So it's a complete oxymoron. Our lives are seen not as cheap, but actually as garbage to be taken to the curb. And there's always been political assassination throughout history. And the more corrupt a nation is, the more assassination type garbage you're going to have going on. And the naivete of the public is what is allowing this to go on. Remember Dorner, the supposed cop who was running around shooting people in Southern California. Who knows if that's even true? I don't know if it's true because they lie so much. And they were shooting up innocent people's cars that didn't even, you know, look like him, white women, and he's a black guy. This is the type of craziness. And then the police say on six different radios, we're going to burn him down. Okay, burn that cabin down, bring in the fire, got it set, it's burning, good job, we burn him down. And they said, oh, we didn't say that. Oh, we did, but we didn't mean burn him down. And that sets the precedent to sit there and burn somebody up in a house and say we're going to burn it down, and then burn it down, and then stand back while it burns down, and then say we didn't burn it down. And there's so many cases. Pat Tillman says, I'm going to come home and talk about how we're growing opium over here and actually run Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. It's all fake. I came over here to help my brother. I gave up a $7 million contract. He wrote these letters back to family. I've talked to his brother. He goes, I'm coming back on public. And they're like, no, you're not. Well, how do we recycle this guy? Well, he's claiming he charged a hill fighting Al-Qaeda, and we kill him. And they shot him, and he fell down behind a rock. And they came over, and in front of some of the rest of the squad that had Pentagon hitmen inserted, that they were able to then testify. And the coroner came out and said that Pat Tillman was murdered. The Army colonel would not lie. He said he was shot at a few feet away with a triple burst right across the forehead. And they shot him, and then from 100 yards away, they came up. He got up and said, I'm Pat Tillman. They shot at him again. He fell down. He said, what are you doing? And they came up, and they executed him. And that all came out. They executed him, but then said he died battling Al-Qaeda. They blew up 23 Navy SEALs of SEAL Team 6 that were in on the fake raid. No one on the ship, they've now testified, saw the body of bin Laden thrown in. It's all fake, folks. Now, two of the FBI agents that arrested the younger of the Boston bombing patsies, they fall out of a helicopter and die. More SEAL Team 6 fall out of a helicopter and die. They're killing them all. Then the friend of the brothers who was telling people it was all fake and staged, the FBI goes to question him. He says, they're coming to kill me. And then they shoot him in the top of the head. And then say, oh, we were injured. And it turns out they weren't injured. He yelled at them. So they shot him in the top of the head. They don't even hide it now. They could come here, say I yelled at them. I probably will yell at them. And shoot me in the top of the head. And folks, if they do, they murdered me. Okay? And most of you know this. You know, when I was at the BBC a few weeks ago, the Times of London writer, after I debated him on air, as I'm walking out, I say, look, the NSA is real. That, you know, they call my house up sometimes and tell me what I've been talking about on the phone so I know it's them and they threaten me. And he goes, well, you scare people. You know, you basically deserve it. I mean, there wasn't even off record a denial of all this. The Esquire writer, whose dad was a famous CIA section chief over South Vietnam and killed Viet Dinh. This is all on record. Yeah, he told me, well, you scare the government. He's got a big, probably, hit piece coming out. We'll see. He's a famous profiler. He doesn't usually do hit pieces. Did the definitive Charlton Heston with him right before he died, all of it. hundreds of big pieces. We'll see what happens with that. The point is, folks, they're assassinating my character in the media right now. And if they can do that, then they can kill me. And I'm not saying that people at Esquire are even conscious of that, or the guy with the Times of London. It's just that the attitude is, they're with the system, and I'm a scary guy, so, you know, whatever happens, happens. Because the government's building a better world doing this good thing. Now enter the new article at Infowars.com. Evidence indicates Michael Hastings was assassinated. This is the associate editor of Rolling Stone, Michael Hastings. He brought down McChrystal, who was embedded in black ops and CIA operations in Afghanistan and in Iraq. This guy knew a lot of secrets. And he was reportedly, this is now confirmed, doing an in-depth expose that would blow the CIA wide open, is what he told WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks said they talked to him. This is all confirmed. The official WikiLeaks, 1 hour before his car blew up driving down the road, and he said, the FBI's investigating me. We've got to get this story going quick here. He was getting info from WikiLeaks. And then his car, the witnesses, multiple witnesses said, was driving along and caught on fire and blew up. And the engine's down the street, folks. You don't hit and have the engine go past the tree down the street. And you have the police immediately saying no foul play, and then it didn't get any coverage in the media, buried. Took a day for them to bury. Oh, by the way, the car burned up. And then you think about the most decorated Navy SEAL sniper in the last 50 years. Chris Kyle is being sued for what's clearly a psyop against Ventura. And then some wind-up toy comes and guns him down at a shooting range, a private shooting range. It's actually a resort up outside Dallas. And, folks, there's so many of these deaths. I talked to Gary Webb, Pulitzer Prize winner for his Dark Alliance book exposing CIA drug trafficking. They tried to discredit him, said he'd been exposed. None of it was true. He had a new book coming out, and he was going to come on my show. I talked to him a few months before he died. And I've talked to his friends that talked to him weeks before. He moved his kids out of his house because special forces would break into it. He'd pull into home. They wanted him to see it. And they'd be sliding down the drainage pipes on his two-story house, digging through his house. So he moved his kids out with his ex-wife, moved into another place, and they came and shot him twice in the back of the head. And the police, again, instantly said that it was a suicide. That's what the telltale sign. Instantly. Breitbart. Oh, well, Breitbart had health issues. They always tailor it to look like what happened. He was at a bar with a bunch of people, folks. The police instantly said before 1 hour, 45 minutes after he was announced dead, dead on arrival basically at the hospital, the police said no foul play. That's always the telltale sign. They're in on it. They've been given the order. Shut this down. Same things with Hastings. We're going to come back for the next couple of segments with an in-depth expose on this with the actual FEMA and Department of Transportation numbers on 2% of people die in a car fire. 2%. My dad was in a car fire with my sister. Had a Volkswagen that the gasoline hose came off when I was in high school. Big fire in the back. They got out. Car burnt completely down before the fire department got there. 2%. 98% of people don't get killed in a car fire. And his car, again, they said hit a tree and then caught on fire. The witnesses say it's driving down the road and explodes into flames. When you really want to get rid of evidence, ladies and gentlemen, they've got little chip computer programs they can slap right on a car that will then remote control them with their electronic system, with the cars made in the last decade. This is how the CIA does it. This has been declassified. They put you in a car and then remote control it and then blow it up to get rid of the fact they already killed you. Because people survive car bombs sometimes as well. If it's not shaped just right, that's why they also, even if he was alive, like to go with explosive firebombs, because they also tend to burn the person up. And I would give it, my gut is 98% chance they killed him. 98% chance. And again, yesterday I said, we don't know, may have just died in a car wreck. And then sure enough, he's coming out with a big story on the CIA. He tells WikiLeaks that basically the FBI is after him. Why didn't the FBI just go to his house, tie him up, shoot him on top of the head like they normally do? That's all it is the mafia. We have a mafia government in this country right now. And you better be praying for InfoWars, and yours truly. Because let me tell you something. They've had many discussions about killing me. You can absolutely bet your bottom dollar. We'll be right back.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here back live. We're going to get into a special report now. The evidence that Michael Hastings was killed. And now the media will go along when they burn down a cabin with somebody in it, when they shoot somebody in the top of the head during questioning at their house. It's not being questioned. And that's when you go into a real tyranny. They'll start killing thousands of people. They'll start arresting people. And at that point, media and journalists have to start taking precautions to protect ourselves, and then if it goes too far, things go on the offense. That's the only way to stop things like this. And they want to start a war. They want to have a secret war against journalists. They've been having one with the whistleblowers, all of it. I mean, if they kill me, folks, you know who did it, and you know what to do. Just going to leave it at that. Now, David Knight, you're here with us. Yeah, one main reason they haven't killed me yet, and they've beat me up and threatened to kill me plenty of times, is they know if they kill us, I have a media organization left behind. That's why you're here, buddy. I've told the crew that privately. You're here, so if they kill me, it continues on. And I want justice. I want reporters there. If they blow me up, they put me in a room with a hooker. You guys work with me. You know I don't do that stuff.
That's right.
They killed me.
Yeah. All right.
They killed me. Period. I don't do drugs, none of it. So, bottom line, if this happens, they killed me. This is so obvious. We've got newscasts that are local, but not on the national news, where explosion engine flies down the road. I mean, this is incredible. We're going to get to that. This is a short segment. We're going to have you in the long segment coming up. This is a larger subject of political assassination. But, I mean, this thing absolutely stinks to high heaven.
You know, last night when I was getting ready to do the nightly news, I started looking at this, and I didn't even get into why this might happen. I didn't even get into the conspiracy theory aspect of it. I'm just looking at this as an accident, and it made absolutely no sense to me. You know, first you hear, oh, it's a fiery crash, high-speed crash. He hits into a tree, and the car catches on fire and burns. That's the way people typically die in a fiery crash. They get pinned in a car that then is somehow compromised mechanically. A fire starts. They can't get out, and they die. That's not what happened here. If you look at the eyewitness report, the only one they've got is a guy named Luis Cortez. And he says he's driving down the road, sees a car coming at him at high speed, and it jackknifes. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, because jackknifing is typically what you're talking about, a truck doing, this articulated semi-trailer. But he said jackknife and pieces flew everywhere. Then you look at the report.
That's an explosion.
Yeah, it's an explosion. If you look at the report from the people that were there, they said that it sounded like a bomb, shook their whole house, rattled their windows. And then another guy points to the engine that he said flew 50 to 60 yards down from the point that it had stopped. And it makes absolutely no sense that an engine is going to fly out of a car at a right angle to the point that it's going when it hits a tree. Then if you look carefully at the pictures, you see that the car is not really crashed. It came to rest up against the tree.
Yeah, it's not even really run into the tree. It's up against it.
Yeah, it's up against it. It's kind of beside it. You can see
the car's exploded. The engine's flown down the road.
And you can see the nose, what's left of the frame of the car, sticking out beyond the tree. So it's kind of like it's beside the tree after the fire is out. You can see this in this picture from the L.A. Times. And the nose of the car appears to be sticking out from beyond the tree. The fire seems to be concentrated around the passenger area. But there's absolutely no way that the car is going to veer off to the left or to the right. And
I've seen 100 photos of car bombs. That's what they look like.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a tremendous impact there. But the car was not compromised, as you would expect, when it hits a tree. And the fact that the engine flew down the road, and the fact that this one person who saw it said the pieces went everywhere, I mean, that tells you that it blew up while it was going down the road. It did not hit a tree, catch on fire, and then...
We're going to get more into this and get into the statistics, but tell people about this clip.
Well, this is from the nightly news. So we had this last night. It was a local news story that had this on there, and you'll hear the people, the eyewitnesses' reports on here. Let's take a look at that clip.
Rolling Stone magazine called Michael Hastings a fearless journalist who refused to cozy up to power. His death at 33 came by way of a fire-fueled and explosive crash.
It sounded like a bomb went off in the middle of the night. My house shook. The windows were rattling.
Oh. I couldn't have written a scene like this for a movie where the engine flies from the car, which was about, I don't know, 50, 60 yards up, right down here to this telephone pole.
Unbelievable. And in the national news, it's no foul play, ran into a tree. They blew that car up. Maybe we should say a car crashed into the Oklahoma City building.
Yeah.
A car did. Yeah.
Well, and when you look at that picture, the car, the engine doesn't look like it's on fire, right?
No, it's been blown out.
It's been blown out. And it looks like it's going back. Part of the transmission there, you see the alternator.
Well, you're an engineer, but you notice it's all aiming back from its trajectory being blown out.
Well, you're not gonna send the engine down the road at a right angle to the point at which it hits a tree, even if it hit the tree. But when you look at the pictures again, you don't see the body being smashed up against a tree. And so we looked at this last night.
They put the bomb in the dash. You can see it right there. So it blew back towards him and blew the engine out the front.
That's right.
Then the car flipped down the road up against a tree.
That's right. Absolutely.
Man, I tell saying, folks, they could just blow me up and just say, oh, fire. Everybody could be like, oh, it blew up. You know, there's an engine 50 yards down the road. No big deal. Nothing to worry about, Mr. Gover, just a plastic explosive. We'll be here. We're having a little Caddyshack there. This is really scary, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
David Knight is our guest in studio. I'm Alex Jones. Again, David's an InfoWars Nightly News reporter, an engineer, and he's also done investigative reporting in North Carolina. And now, of course, he's been here with the InfoWars team. What is it, six, seven, 8 months now?
About eight. Yeah,
you're doing a great job, man.
Thank you.
Seriously, when I talk about people know what to do if they start rounding us up, disappearing us, I have worked as hard as I can to be nonviolent. I have done everything I can. And if they kill me, I don't want people to just go out and randomly, you know, be violent. I want you to aggressively get the word out. Because I'm not afraid to die. I'm afraid of these people running the world. Because once you give into a mafia culture, it just starts taking over and expanding until there's no society and you collapse like all those third world countries. And then the argument is, well, even if you're not a bad person, work with the evil because you'll have a better lot in life. It's the disease of our civilization. And obviously, if they start disappearing people in the night, Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about it, how they burned in the camps later, wishing they would have done something. I don't think we've gotten to that point yet, but we need to have a real debate, not just about NSA spying and persecuting the Tea Party with the IRS and persecuting pro-life groups who stand up for little babies. Look how evil these mafia people are. That's all it is being muscled. They are killing people. David Knight covered it last night. Authors come out with the history, and the New American Magazine wrote about it, about how the Pentagon admits their main tool now is assassination. Well, it's been like that for at least 60, 70 years. I mean, I know a lot of Army officers, Texans, who were in secret assassination groups here in the U.S., and it's not like the people I know are something special, ladies and gentlemen. It's giant. Do you understand that? And they have got, let's be conservative, more than 10,000, I would guesstimate, current domestic assassins that are Army, Navy, you name it. When you become a Navy SEAL or Green Beret or any of this stuff, or even Delta Force, then there's levels above that. Okay? And those levels are called the dark side. And it's the narcotics, it's all of it going on. And these are like made men. I don't know if you can tell the story about your Navy SEAL friend. You were just telling me, oh, you don't want to tell it?
No.
But, I mean, these guys, you know, it's disgusting. It's not cool. It's not tough. And they kill each other, too. I mean, no doubt they did a hit on Chris Kyle. No doubt all this stuff's going on. They will flush you down the toilet in a minute. Remember, hundreds of thousands of Gulf War troops got the Gulf War illness. At least 50,000 have died in the 20 years since. They knew when they detonated those 200-plus chemical dumps that it was all going to rain down and soft-kill people. And that's now confirmed for 20 years, the brain stems. It's back in the New York Times last Friday. Again, you do not want to – there's no honor in this. And it's cowardly to blow up this journalist. I know he lied to McChrystal and said it was going to be a puff piece. And in their mafia rules, let me tell you, I would not be let in by the Pentagon to something and lie to them. If I told somebody, I'm not going to expose any of your confidences, because reportedly that's what he did. Because, I mean, it's not just that. I don't tell people I'm going to do something and then not do it. I'll tell the globalists I'm going to try to bring them down. I'll tell them I'm coming for them. In these mafia rules, this is how they operate. I'm telling you, you mess with their families or you work with them and then lie to them, and that's what Hastings did, you're free game. Now, I'm not saying it's good they blew him up, but it's another issue here. If they can burn down somebody in a cabin, say they did it, and then not get in trouble, and they can say that they're going to kill people and blow them up, and people see a bomb go off and kill Pat Tillman and then kill five members of Private Lynch's unit who said that she was cowering in fear, they went out and killed them. And I told Lynch, through channels, I said, you better go public and say it was all a lie. They'll kill you next, like Pat Tillman. She went public and said it was all a lie. That's the only reason she's still alive, folks. This is how they operate. You mean nothing to them. Okay? Now, you've got the floor. Break all this down. Go over the history of it, what we're facing, and then that...
Well, Alex, like you were just talking about, the L.A. police, what they said in the case of Chris Dorner, and how they were caught even... You could hear the transcripts, the audio of the police talking to each other saying, burn it down. They still denied that they burned it down. In this particular incident, we've got the L.A. Police Department, same police department, saying the engine's location is evidence that the driver was, quote, hauling Irish ass and lost control, unquote. And with the engine torn off, the gas lines would rupture and it would start a fire. Now, the engine's not going to go flying. No matter how fast you go in a new Mercedes, the engine is, and parts are not going to go flying.
It's bolted in.
Right. This is not some old rusting Hulk with the engine mounts about to come off. This is a new Mercedes. And
look, I flipped a truck doing 80 before and the engine didn't come out.
Right.
Rolled it three times.
Right. But they want to say, they've got a couple of different narratives here. One of them is that it crashes into the tree, catches fire, but then you've got this engine hurled down the road. And they say, the engine hurled down the road is evidence that that's how the fire would have started. But you can't hurl the engine down at a right angle to the point of impact. And if the engine hurls down the road as he's going down the road, it's an explosion.
So you have the witnesses saying, boom, it woke them up, shook their houses.
Right, right. This is a very rare occurrence, too. As we're pointing out, in FEMA, Department of Homeland Security, they were talking about highway vehicle fires, and there's about 250,000 of them a year. Typically, nothing happens. Only in about 2% of these do you have a fatality. Actually, the actual number number is 2.6% out of every...
Can we document, Cam, that, guys?
Sorry, not 2.6%. It's 2.6 out of every 1,000, so it's 0.26.
So I was wrong when I said 2%. It's 0.26.
0.26, yeah. So that's...
so it's less than 1%.
Less than 1%, exactly. Of course, the as Darren McBrain pointed out, the probability goes up if you're a journalist that they don't like. Now you were
talking they've done those studies on politicians, and not just that they fly more, they do it with other frequent flyers. I saw the statistic like 15 years ago, it's probably changed, either less or more, I don't know, where you were something like 8 times more likely to die in a plane crash if you were a politician per capita than other frequent flyers that fly the same amount.
That's right. Now, when we covered this on the nightly news last night, we didn't go into speculating as to who might this be, you know, because he's really, you know, ticked off a lot of people, from McChrystal to he was investigating, he had done investigative reports on the CIA, was working on one for the CIA, and as you pointed out, he had tweeted to WikiLeaks that he was being followed by the FBI just hours before he died. So there were a lot of people in government, you know, as
just like Cop of the Year Terrence Yankee in Oklahoma City said, I got feds behind me, and they tortured him and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Last phone call to his partner.
And as you're talking about this assassination government that we've got going on, this book is Mark Mazzetti's, Pulitzer Prize winning author. The name of the book is Way of the Knife. And what he's talking about in this is the fact that Obama is using not just the CIA, but he's using the military now for assassination operations that is becoming pervasive. And McChrystal was part of running that. McChrystal was head of the special operations forces there, right? And McChrystal was also involved in the Pat Tillman cover-up. You know, he was the one who was there giving the awards and
oh yeah, he's the main suspect. He strikes again. I forgot McChrystal ran the op and the cover-up of Tillman.
That's right.
Oh boy.
So you know, you've got this situation where you've got this mass, as you pointed out, a massive amount of people, not just in the CIA, but now in special operations in the military, and you've got another author who has written an entire book about how assassination, and it's not just drone assassination, that's something that we look at and we say, wow, that's really cold. That's amazing that they're just raining death down on people from the air. That's just more visible. The invisible things that they're doing with all of these special operation forces and with the CIA, that, as you said, has been going on for a long time.
But they've just expanded it.
They've expanded it, and they don't even try to cover it up much anymore. And you get these ridiculous statements from the L.A. Police Department with situations like Chris Dorner, and again now with this car accident. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know the L.A. system was the beta test. Daryl Gates, before he died, gave interviews that the CIA in the 60s came in as a beta test, put them in black uniforms, militarize them, make it sexy, esprit de corps, all the other cops will want to be federalized.
So they started the SWAT teams? Is in LA.
SWAT teams, all of it. They started in L.A., then in New York, and Dallas of all places, and then Houston, taking special ops hitmen and putting them into police departments so that when they need to kill a CIA guy, like they did down in Houston a few years ago, they pull him over, the CIA section guy gets out, what Carney was his name, and they shoot him right in the head under the helicopter. The guy's hands are at his side, boom, execution. And then he tracked back that cop. He was in black ops. Mm-hmm. So every major department has these federal hitmen on it now. Man, and they're not even feds. They work for foreign banks. I mean, this country's just in so much trouble.
And what's amazing about it is, like you said, you can get a video of it. You can get audio recordings of it. You can look at where the engine is, where the car is, the condition of the car. None of this
witnesses
stuff
saying it blew up.
Yeah.
And because I've seen cars crash outside my house, run into a tree. People have been hurt, killed. Everybody's seen it. You hear, it's a big noise.
Yes.
But it doesn't shake your house. Only the explosive wave by high explosive sends that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But even if it had been an explosion because of gas lines, the engine was ejected down the road. The engine is not on
fire. Gasoline doesn't send those explosive waves, though.
Right. You talk about a smoking gun. I mean, there's no smoking engine. You know, that car was just really engulfed in flames, but the engine is down the road, not touched. So, I mean,
And the witnesses are saying it's driving down the road. I saw one where it's driving and bursts into flames.
Yeah, that's what the witness says. He says, I was just coming northbound on Highland, and I saw a car going really fast. All of a sudden, I seen it jackknife. I just seen parts fly everywhere, and I slammed on my brakes and stopped and tried to call 911. That's Luis Cortez. That's the eyewitness report, the only eyewitness report, because this happened at 4:30 in the morning.
Now, statistically, it being L.A., it was probably the police that loaded the bomb. Yeah, but that's usually, it's kind of like a turf deal, and they get their payment, and that's how it works.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, the L.A. Police Department, especially after the Dornan case, they just don't They don't have any credibility.
They're the Gambinos.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Look, I have had dinner with retired detectives and people that are basically with the Vikings. You know, they made movies about that. It's a lot. It's real. And they're just like, of course 9/11 is an inside job. Of course they blew it up. I mean, they're like, what do you do? Everything's a mafia. I've been to a bunch of parties with them. I know some are famous cops. I mean, it's like, of course. It's all a big joke. I don't think this is cute. I don't want my kids growing up in a country like this.
No, no. And it is really frightening that they can just do this out in the open and deny it, and no matter how ridiculous it is. Another story that broke yesterday was the TWA Flight 800, the new documentary coming out where they've got six investigators who were shut down by the FBI when this happens.
They arrested journalists. We needed to get them on, who snuck in and got the samples in the hangar. It was an explosive, continuous rod warhead.
That's right. And in that case, you see the FBI is going out and interviewing people and just not putting down an official transcript, putting down a summary, not showing the summary even to the witnesses to say, did we get it right? I mean, they just went through a perfunctory.
There were 700 Army and Navy witnesses to the missile.
Yeah.
They were having a drill then.
Yeah, exactly. And you got transcriptions of airline pilots.
Of course, you know the plane was loaded with Egyptian military officers.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've got to show you this.
The Rise of the Killer Drones, How America Goes to War in Secret. Michael Hastings, an inside look at how killing by remote control has changed the way of flight. And these are the articles.
And here's a drone strike from above. See, the wheels are still intact. Gigi Arnetta just pointed that out. Is it possible this guy could have been hit by a drone as sort of a, you're writing about drones?
Yeah.
Now we're going to hit you.
Yeah.
My crystal's out there.
Yeah, that drone strike does look like that. But generally, I know it looks similar, but that would hammer the engine down or maybe out. Depends on where the missile hit.
Right.
I mean, it's much easier and easier to hide. Why would they go with something exotic? Or maybe they'll start having drones out in public and kill people. I mean, it's really a flaunting now of these psychopaths. It could be, but seeing other car bombs, the professionals put plastic explosives, and a lot of times with an accelerant and with something that's flammable to burn up the evidence, it looks like a dashboard bomb to me.
Right. Yeah, because that was a very intense fire. Like, that looks even more intense than that would have been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that car was completely
engaged. Well, fragmentation.
Yeah. I mean, Gigi Arnetta brought that to my attention, and I'm like, we got to go. You guys are talking about this right now, and it's just so he's writing about drones.
Yeah.
And
I don't know that drone strike. I mean, that does.
Yeah.
That's a drone. Yeah. Let me show people on document cam that are watching on TV. Go ahead.
And also, I sent the guys a link. McChrystal was on that billboard a while back that we covered, and it was. When Colin Powell and a bunch of those guys came here to speak, Rudy Giuliani was the other guy. And somebody put up their Pat Tillman and the numbers on it. It was pretty crazy. They put a star on the guy's forehead. I don't know. It was pretty, and I just thought that was interesting.
Some bad person climbed up on there and did that here in Austin?
I know.
Wonder who that was.
I can't believe it. But
that was
I
disrespectful.
I just think that, you know, people already know the truth about this guy, and people have known it for years, you know, and he's still walking around scot-free at that point, you know.
How dare someone climb up on the billboard and do that?
I hate when people do that.
We should just let these people kill everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we should all be scared of them too.
You know that this Hastings thing is going to get a lot deeper, definitely.
Well, I don't even think they care now. I mean, maybe they did, but I'm surprised they didn't have a drone fly over in broad daylight and announce we're now going to blow it up, kind of like Dorner. We're going to burn it down. All right, bring the fire, burn it down.
Yeah. Well, and the guy said it suddenly jackknifed. I mean, that could be from a bomb or it could be from a drone strike. You know, how do these things happen?
Actually, when they hit one, they do kind of fly up and do that. Wow. It depends on what kind of missile they used.
I mean, are they brazen?
If
this
it was
point?
A bomb from underneath that had enough. Forcing it to sever the engine and send it down 150 feet down the road. I mean, it would go up, lift up in the air.
Yeah, that sounds like 8-10 pounds of plastic.
Yeah,
I don't know, but it doesn't. It's not a situation where it did not crash into the tree.
No,
pin him in there and then catch fire. That is not what happened.
But that's what the news is going to say.
Right. Here's the deal: if my car blows up, they killed me. Okay,
right.
All right, good job, dude.
All right,
we'll be covering this more.
Well, one other thing from McChrystal is you may remember he was also a big proponent of the universal service. You know, so in spite of his criticisms of Obama that were reported by Michael Hastings that caused him to get fired, He really loves Obama's programs, right? He loves national service, and he hates citizens having weapons. You know, he made the rounds of all the talk shows.
He's an anti-gunner. He's a real authoritarian.
Oh, yeah, and he was talking about...
Better not talk too bad about him. I'll end up like Pat Tillman.
So why do you want to have military weapons? And what he would talk about would be the velocity of the bullet. He wasn't talking about the fact that Homeland Security is getting hollow point bullets, which are far more destructive to people. But he was talking about, oh, these military bullets, they travel this speed. You don't need that. And it's like, the speed of the bullet doesn't
matter. But these guys are such gangsters illegally spying on us. And Alexander, the head of the NSA, says, hey, I'm going to meet with the FBI director and owe him a freaking beer. I mean, it's all there's just such a bunch of goons.
Yeah. Yeah. But
they will destroy this country if they're able to.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me, as I said, when I look at this, how the media is just falling in lockstep with this official narrative. And you can see the pictures even that the media puts there that contradict what they're saying. And they still go along with this.
Well, that's always the evidence, is they're immediately, no foul play, ran into a tree.
Yeah.
And the witnesses all say the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, he kills WikiLeaks. I mean, followed by the FBI. I gotta get this out quick. I mean, to be like, the government's following me. Oh, and my car blows up. It's like, oh, nothing to see here. Go on to sleep. Well, and will the media stand up, you prostitutes of the globalists, shelling out your families, even as they kill you? Do you have any spines? Do you have anything? I just don't get it. And I guess the system doesn't even care if we're out here talking about this, because they think the general public's cowards and will just roll over that much more to this gangster government.
That's right. Yeah, if you look at him going at a high speed, it could be that they made sure that he knew that they were following him. Yeah, you know, they could have been chasing him, then blown the car up. Who knows? I mean, we can speculate about that, but what we know is it did not blow up and catch fire because it hit the tree.
Yeah.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created Gear Up Center to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Back live, sit here and talk about political assassination by this criminal shadow government that will murder a million Iraqis for some no-bid weapons contracts because they like it. A global government run by people like Bayer that on purpose puts HIV and hepatitis in the factor eight for people. I mean, of course we're all in grave danger, and our complying and groveling greases the skids for them. Texas is known for being free because my ancestors and many of your ancestors would stand up to dictators instead of cowering in fear. And I just don't understand this living on the knees thing. It's disgusting. And it's all a fear-based society. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Swartz, who was connected into WikiLeaks, fighting SOPA, CISPA, leaking a lot of data, leading the fight, he proposed to his fiance about a week before he was killed. He said, I'm going to beat this in court. I'm going to fight it. I'm very confident. And they came to his house and hung him. Came to his apartment and hung him. Killed him better than a hammer. And then said, oh, the district attorney that's, by the way, running the Boston bombing cover-up, she drove him to it. I mean, they could have all these media attacks on me right now and say, oh, Alex got driven to suicide. I would commit suicide when hell freezes over. Never, 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 never. Okay? And they killed Aaron Swartz, folks, and they're killing you in the vaccines and the GMO. And you've got to realize, it's like the plot of Elysium coming out. Matt Damon's been poisoned, radiated in the factory. His only hope's get to the space station where they've got life extension technology. He's going to die in 5 days anyways. Why shouldn't he just get up there? I realize I have nothing to lose. I'm not lying to myself here. And I love my children more than anything. But they have no future if I don't beat the globalists. That's why they're beyond the globalist reach. Because if they go after them, they're destroyed anyways if this thing wins. The globalists are gearing up to release bioweapons and wipe out almost everybody. What am I going to try to do? Make $5 billion and grovel to the elite and then try to go join them and maybe I'll be given a pass when all this comes down? I don't want to live in a world like that. I'm not going to sign on to killing all these people. I'm not going to sign on to putting cancer virus in little kids' shots and watching them get cancer. I mean, just every time I think about the innocents and the aborted children and all the evil going on, I just have no fear. I mean, as a man, I was born to just stand up to the tyrants. So you can car bomb me, slit my throat, poison me, whatever. I am beyond you. I am in Jesus Christ's hands forever. And if you don't believe in God, I choose justice. I choose being a good creature. Not a sneaking, stealing, murdering, nasty, fraud-driven New World Order. And I hope you'll stand with us in history for goodness, okay? Against all the cynics and all the rest of them. I hope that you will stand with us, and I hope you'll promote InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because I don't want to just do this halfway and get killed for nothing. I know we can change history. I know there's different forces in this world, and so I'm fully committed. So buy the ProPure water filters at the lowest price. Cut all the poison and garbage out of your water. Promo code WATER, InfoWarsStore.com. Get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to see the nightly news and all the films. Share them with friends and family, Operation Sleeping Giant. Buy the books, the films. Get the new film, State of Mind, and get American Dream, Exposing the Federal Reserve free with your purchase. InfoWarsStore.com or link through at InfoWars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up and get 11 memberships for the price of one and share them with friends and family. And if you have a membership, share it. My only fear is failing. My only fear is that I don't have enough energy at like 7, 8 at night to keep working. My only fear is that I have these eloquent, complex thoughts that I know can awaken humanity and I don't have the strength to properly transmit this info to you. I don't want to fail you. Don't fail me. Let's together stand against these king rats. Stay with us. Second hour, 1 minute away.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.